Hello, and welcome to the CR80 News Podcast. My name is Andrew Hudson, and I'm the editor for CR80 News. Our topic of discussion today is the off-campus program at the University of Pittsburgh. Pitt, through dedicated efforts alongside card system vendor Blackboard, has been able to amass one of the more extensive off-campus programs in the country. Also core to Pitt's success in growing its program has been the move to managed services from Blackboard that now sees the off-campus program primarily run by its card vendor. Joining me today is Julie Bannister, Director of Service and Business Systems at Pitt. Julie has extensive experience with Pitt's off-campus network and has worked closely with the program to help foster more growth. So Julie, to start, what was the reasoning behind Pitt's move to managed services? And could you briefly discuss what your office's workload looks like now under managed services as opposed to the program's old self-op days?
Yeah, there's several reasons. But one of some of the main reasons are they're dedicated services. So with BB1, they're dedicated to this program for their schools. So they have a marketing team that can team up with us to reach out to new customers. They also have the services that can work on the retention. So not only getting the new customers, but then retaining them and working on these new ideas such as Feature Business of the Week that keep the program fresh. They have a 24/7 support hotline for technical issues. So that has helped my staff. We aren't the ones that are getting called to go out there and fix the readers, but they have a hotline that they can call directly if they have any concerns at all. And then also the deposits. That has really helped us with the nightly deposits of the funds. So the stores are getting their funds quicker and able to reconcile their daily sales. So with those are a lot of the pros I can think of that have taken a lot of the daily work from our staff here, and they can dedicate their resources to it. And we do have a very strong partnership to make sure we're staying in touch with each other and we know what's going on, but it really has been helpful to have a dedicated resource with them to continue to build and keep the program fresh and interesting for our customers.
And on the topic of staffing and work processes, have you been able to refocus your staff's efforts on more mission critical tasks? And if so, what are the main efficiencies you've been able to realize after moving to managed services?
Yeah, I think prior to having just on the technical piece of it, when self-op, you're running all of the hardware there. And if a port's not working or something's not working, we were the ones responding there. So on the technical side of my IT staff, they've been able to reallocate their resources to things more on campus and making sure the on-campus experience is good for our students. And we can depend on BB1 to make sure our off-campus program is successful, but also on the financial aspect. Each month we were reconciling and sending out checks to the merchants for their sales, and we no longer have to do that. This was a larger group that was able to come in and had the resources that we may not have had or have as easily available, and they had the resources that can help man, a 24/7 technical aspect or a financial aspect. While my staff, I do have a 24/7 staff, my IT staff isn't 24/7. So this way, they had the ability to help staff a resource that any of the merchants could reach out to.
Great. And there's one final question that I wanted to ask regarding merchant retention. I know Pitt has upwards of 55 local merchant partners now, but it's equally important to keep those partners engaged once they've come on board. So in your time with Pitt, has merchant retention ever been a concern? And if so, how has your team addressed that?
Yeah, so it's very important to us. And where we are in the Pittsburgh area, we have a lot of local shops, but we also have corporate restaurants and things as well. And it was always important to us, and it still is, that we can provide the same resources and tools to our local mom and pop stores that we can to the larger companies. And having this updated technology that they can provide and the resources has helped our customer retention, because we can keep the fees low and lower because we have a larger, you know, area helping the program. So, you know, being able to support the marketing efforts and the technical efforts, being that BB1 is so included with our vision, it's helped us to keep, you know, that retention of our customers. And we want them to have a good experience. And we do have a good retention rate with our customers. So I think that is helpful because they're experts in this area and they're able to use their tools and their resources to help keep our customers on board.
Okay, great. So with that, I'll end today's short podcast. Again, this is just a small snippet of the topics covered in our full free on-demand webinar detailing Pitt's off-campus program and the role of managed services in growing a program. For more, visit the webinars and white papers page accessible from the homepage of CR80 News or register for the webinar by following the link in the post below. I'd like to close by thanking my guest, Julie Bannister, for taking the time to speak today. And I'd also like to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. Have a great day.